Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Face masks of all types selling out at pharmacies across the country as both anxieties and reported cases of coronavirus spread. Dr. Jonathan Epstein's vice president of science and outreach at EcoHealth Alliance. So, doctor, are these actually effective?
Listen, this coronavirus, like influenza viruses, spread through droplets when you cough and sneeze. But a mask is really the last line of defense right now. If you're healthy, it's much more important to be washing your hands, avoiding people who are sick, and if you yourself are sick, just simply staying home and making sure not to have contact with other people. So masks can be effective if you're sick and you're wearing a mask to actually stop some of your droplets from coughs and sneezes getting to other people. That's where they could help. But if you're healthy, you really don't need one right now.
I was going to say, I mean, people tend to, I think, maybe not understand the proper use of these masks. And you just touched on it. If you or yourself are ill and you're coughing all over the place, then it's a good physical barrier sometimes, right, to prevent you from spreading those germs. It's not a good barrier if you are on the receiving end getting the germs.
That's right. Really, right now, healthcare providers need to use these masks. And it's one of the risks of them selling out and becoming unavailable is the people who really need them, the nurses and doctors who are working in hospitals taking care of patients, don't have access to them. But the problem is when people who aren't used to wearing masks wear them, they tend to still touch their face or the outside of their mask and then potentially touch their mouth or nose underneath, which could actually be more dangerous. It completely takes away any benefit from having the mask in the first place.
Does it just make you feel like you're more protected, and is that why there's a run on these things every time there's a virus going around, or even, and we can have the discussion too about, you know, smoke inhalation if there's a fire in the area?
Yeah, and this is the result of anxiety, as you said, and it's very psychological to feel that having a mask is going to be protective. But at this point, it's important for people to remember we've only had 6 cases of coronavirus in the United States so far, and our public health system is detecting them. It's been isolating these cases, and it is very controllable at this point. So there's really no need to worry about this, and the risk is very low, as the CDC announced today in their White House briefing.
But for those who still want to go and get a mask, are there sort of do's and don'ts in the kinds of masks you would get and how to use them, how to wear them properly?
Well, the first thing is the common surgical mask, which is the one that has an elastic that goes around your ears and fits over your nose and mouth, is the kind you'd want to get. You don't need a respirator. And furthermore, a respirator, which is a filtered mask, doesn't work if it's not fit to your face. So wearing a surgical mask, you know, could prevent droplets from getting into your mouth. And it's important to throw them away if they get wet or dirty. Don't reuse them and try not to touch the outside of them and wash your hands after you do. Take them off.
Do you need to change it every once in a while? I mean, does it lose
Absolutely.
Its effectiveness over time?
Absolutely, yes, particularly if they get wet.
All right. Dr. Jonathan Epstein there, Vice President of Science and Outreach at EcoHealth Alliance.